Hey guys, what's up? It's Dangerous ASMR, and I'm here back again for another Wednesday upload. Today is part 3 of the character Q&A, and will probably be the last one. So, let's get right to it. Per asks, for the naughty librarian, do you experience a great need for disciplining patrons of the library in order to keep the sanctity of this institute of learning? Absolutely, I do. It's part of my job, after all. But more than that, it's a passion. The library is meant to be a sanctuary from the chaos of the outside world. And all we ask in return is for a little respect and a little silence. Self-discipline is, unfortunately, not as common a trait as one might hope for. Which is when I step in and show them what discipline really looks like. Jay asks, Venus, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have no idea. But really, don't you think one of me is enough? Look at me. I'm undeniably the most incredible creature that has ever existed on this pitiful planet. Anyone else would just be a poor imitation.
Will asks, hey Nails, you two gonna hook up or what? I know you want to, LOL.
The fuck? Listen, Gail is just a homie. She let me crash at her place, and honestly, I couldn't be more grateful. She got too much of a motherly vibe for me. Like, she always sounds like she gonna read me a bedtime story. Tuck me in. Lets me sleep in her bed when I have nightmares. Whisper in my ear to calm me. Put her hands on my boob. Nah, fam. We just partners. I mean buds.
AJ Webb asks, I would like to know why the werewolf thinks she's Yandere when she's clearly Tsundere.
I do not know what you are talking about. Yandere? Tsundere? What do these things mean?
Okay, I'll answer for her. I originally meant to make her more of a Yandere character, but she kind of wouldn't let me. I enjoyed her character so much more as a tsundere that I couldn't help but write her that way, and I didn't want to confuse people by changing the title, and also I'm kind of lazy.
Tarakasan asks, tsundere vampire. According to the Egyptian text, the Pert Emru, Egyptian Book of the Dead, if the ka, one of the 5 parts of the soul, does not receive particular offerings, it ventures out of its tomb as a ka to find nourishment, which may include drinking the blood of the living. That being said, my question is, 3 vampires, Edward Cullen, Robert Pattinson, Celine, Kate Beckinsale, and finally Dracula, Bela Lugosi. Fuck, marry, kill.
Well, I'd kill Edward, obviously. I mean, the only way a vampire sparkles is if you roll them in glitter, and I really don't recommend you try that. That alone is enough to end him. I'd fuck Dracula, I guess. He's kind of old, but he's pretty good. Definitely not Mary, though. I'm not into the whole sister wives thing. And I guess that means I'd marry Celine. Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, she's kind of high-strung. Lots of drama, but I could see it working. And that body?
Adam J. Fleetwood asks Amazon Queen, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies and see them driven before you. The lamentation is optional.
Anthony Paquette asks for Melissa and the ex's older sister, what exactly do you have planned?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Plans? The only thing I plan is to mend fences, that's all. I don't see why everyone has to be so suspicious all the time. You're just as bad as my sister.
PCB98 has a few questions. His first question is, for Venus, are you a variant of a slime? That's my current theory for what she is.
Ew, no. Have you seen those things? I have. They're tragic. If I was a slime, I'd do the world a favor and flush myself down a toilet.
For the Yandere, but actually Tsundere werewolf, when do you plan on converting your human?
I
do not have a plan like that. It is their decision if they would like to be wolf or to stay as they are. I would like very much for them to become wolf, but I will not force that on them. That would be wrong.
For the Countess, why haven't you tried to kill Venus? And if you have, why haven't you succeeded yet?
I have, but she was frustratingly resilient. I chose to cut my losses then, go back and lick my wounds, and to heal. As long as she does not cross me again, the cost of ending her life, my time, energy, resources, outweighs the benefit.
For the ex's older sister, why the cheerleader outfit? Maybe try a French maid outfit next time.
Oh, it was just a silly, it was already there, and I thought it would be kind of fun and sexy to, I'm not against the French maid thing, but I didn't have one on me.
Jay has a few questions as well. He asks, for Venus, do you only eat other creatures' hearts?
Yes. Are you offering?
For Drunk Girlfriend, are you going to let me play Doom Eternal all week?
No. Come on. You're always playing those stupid games.
Wouldn't you rather push my buttons? Hmm?
Come on.
I'm a lot more fun. Fine. You have it that way. I don't... It's not like I care anyway.
But I do care. No. Come on, please. I'll make it worth your while.
For the love crazy girlfriend and the love crazy stalker, who loves him more? You're playing with fire with this one.
No, I do. No, I do.
Oh. No, you do not. You crazy fucking bitch. I'm his girlfriend.
Our love is pure and honest and perfect and good. We're soulmates.
No. I'm his soulmate. You are just a pale imitation. I would do anything for my love.
Anything. So would I.
I would do more anything. You fucking liar. I would destroy you if you weren't already me.
Well then, that's the one thing we can agree on.
For Sadistic Werewolf, what do you think of the Alpha?
Pathetic. Weak. Simple. It's no wonder she enjoys the company of humans so much.
To the Necromancer who has been terrorizing the main character, do you have a voice, or is Dangerous still not giving you one? He's a bit too preoccupied to answer at the moment, but yes, he does, and you'll be hearing it in the next few weeks. Barrett Soth asks, for the Countess, first off, you're my favorite. Have you ever had a human you've enjoyed the company of, pet or not?
Well, thank you, Barrett. That's very kind of you. I have, in fact, enjoyed the company of many humans in my time. On occasion, I have traveled down to the village not with the intent of filling my stomach, but of seeking companionship, of the platonic variety. I've had many fascinating conversations with humans who remained entirely unaware of my true nature. And besides, there's something charming about them. The spark of life and youth, especially to one who has lived as long as I.
Kill the Can has a few questions. They ask, to the really tsundere werewolf, do you think you could get the sadistic one in line? She really needs a taste of her own medicine.
She would never be one of my pack. She is a very bad wolf. Let her come and try to hurt my human like that. I will end her.
To the succubus, why are the angels just letting you run amok on Earth? What if you and the Countess wanted the same pet? Why are you such an evil bitch? You could try being good. Is it because you're a demon and therefore have to be evil? If that's the case, you have no free will. So who is the real slave?
Are you quite finished? I know that it's hard for you to understand, human. What with that tiny little pea brain rattling around in your empty skull, but let me make it clear to you. I have no desire to be good. You could choose to stab yourself in the face with a screwdriver. But why don't you? Don't you have any free will? Perhaps you should try it. Show us all how free you truly are. And sharing? I don't like to share. I suppose in that instance, I would have to have a word with the good Countess. I'm sure we could come to a mutually beneficial arrangement.
Emily asks, and this is also for the Countess, what is your real name, and why do you prefer being called just the Countess?
Oh, I haven't used my real name in a long time. Since you asked so nicely, it's Elizabeth. I suppose Countess is simply familiar at this point. And to some, the title lends an air of importance. So it has its use. But my birth name, no one calls me that. Not anymore.
Ricky Guerrero has a few questions. To the lovely ladies who are willing to answer, if you had a theme song, what would it be?
I know this one. An Unhealthy Obsession by the Blake Robinson Synthetic Orchestra. I never heard it, but I've had people tell me that it's the perfect song for me.
For the love-crazed yandere girlfriend, can I please go back to work so I can bring that bread back so you don't have to carry the burden? I really, really want to help out. It's not fair to you.
I don't know, baby. I really like the help, but... I can't let you. Not yet. It's not you, honey. I trust you. It's everyone else I don't trust. I'm sure you'll go back to work eventually. But until then, you have the most important job in the world. Being my soulmate.
Jemina asks, to the Andre stepmother, do you have any children of your own? Other than your stepson slash daughter?
No, unfortunately. I've never been blessed with genetic offspring of my own. Thankfully, that means I can focus all of my attention on my beloved stepchild.
And finally, Chicken Dipper asks, hey, oh, me again. Sorry if I'm getting annoying, but this question is for the Andre. The love you have in your basement, or attic, I'm not going to judge. Was he your first love? Or was there one before him? Someone you had feelings for first?
He was. There isn't anyone in the entire universe that I've loved like him. Not a single solitary person could ever make me feel the way he does. I'm telling you, it was fate. And the stars aligned and the whole entire universe came together to make sure that we met like we did. And I'm so eternally grateful for that. And I can't imagine ever going back to the way it was before. Before I met him, my perfect, wonderful, amazing, fantastic, incredible soulmate. And I won't. And no one can fucking make me. You know what I mean? I just have to stop them, no matter what. And that's what you do when you're in love.
Okay, and that is it, you guys. I hope you really enjoyed the character Q&A. I had a lot of fun answering on behalf of my characters. Next week, because it is going to be Christmas, I'm going to be doing a Drunken Dangerous Christmas edition where I'll be reading some like Christmas carols while I am not of a sober mindset, and hopefully we can all have a really good Merry Christmas. Okay, all right, love you guys, and I will talk to you next week. Mwah. Bye.